UAE Employment and Social Reforms. 2026, Modernization or Business as Usual. A flurry of employment law reforms in the United Arab Emirates, a business-friendly area that remains firmly rooted in traditional values and national identity, in recent years has caught the attention of multinational employers and expatriates alike. But do these changes represent a genuine shift toward Western-style liberalization? Or are they pragmatic adjustments designed to maintain competitiveness while preserving the status quo? Below are some of the key developments and what they mean for employers operating in the region. Quick hits. The UAE continues to implement sweeping social and employment reforms, raising questions about whether the country is fundamentally modernizing toward a Western model or simply fine-tuning existing frameworks. Recent changes include the relaxation of alcohol licensing requirements, the shift to a Monday-Friday workweek, and evolving social attitudes, all signaling a more globally aligned approach. The UAE remains firmly committed to protecting its workforce and national interests, as demonstrated by increased enforcement of emiratization quotas, higher labor law penalties, and stricter processes for filing claims against employers. A potential mandatory transition from end-of-service gratuity to savings-based retirement schemes may fundamentally reshape compensation structures for employers and expatriate workers alike. Social reforms, signs of liberalization. Alcohol licensing relaxation. Recent years have seen significant relaxation of UAE alcohol regulations, though the position differs from emirate to emirate. In Abu Dhabi, the personal license requirement for residents has been fully abolished. In Dubai, the general business license itself remains in place for purchasing alcohol from off-license areas and for home consumption. But since January 2023, the annual fee has been removed and the process simplified to require only an Emirates ID. Sharjah maintains a complete ban on alcohol. These reforms reflect a broader effort to attract international talent and tourists by removing cost and administrative barriers. Although alcohol remains subject to strict rules across the UAE, including a minimum age of 21, prohibition on public consumption outside licensed venues, and a ban for Muslims, the changes signal a pragmatic acknowledgement of the country's increasingly diverse population. The Monday-Friday workweek. In January 2022, the UAE became the first Gulf nation to adopt a Monday-Friday workweek for federal government entities, shifting from the traditional Sunday-Thursday schedule. This change, which has since been widely adopted by the private sector, aligns the UAE more closely with Western business hours and facilitates real-time collaboration with international partners and clients. The reform also introduced a 4.5-day workweek for government employees, with Friday afternoons designated for prayer and family time. For multinational employers, this alignment reduces the lost day problem that previously complicated scheduling with headquarters in Europe and the Americas. Evolving social attitudes. There have been notable shifts in the enforcement and public discourse around personal lifestyle choices, including relationships. While the UAE's legal framework remains conservative by Western standards, there has been a marked relaxation in practical enforcement, with authorities adopting a more tolerant approach toward private conduct among consenting adults. The decriminalization of cohabitation outside marriage and the relaxation of certain provisions reflect an evolving social contract, one that prioritizes economic development and global integration while maintaining respect for local cultural norms. However, public conduct standards remain in place, so employers may want to ensure that workplace policies continue to reflect local sensitivities. Employment law developments, tightening the framework. While social reforms suggest liberalization, the employment landscape tells a more nuanced story. Recent changes indicate that the UAE is not simply adopting Western employment norms, but rather strengthening protections for its workforce and increasing compliance obligations for employers. Heightened enforcement of emiratization quotas. Increasing emiratization, the requirement to employ certain quotas of Emirati citizens, remains a central pillar of UAE employment policy. Enforcement of required quotas is expected to increase significantly in 2026, except in free zones which remain exempt. The Ministry of Human Resources and Emiratization, MMORA, has announced plans to use enhanced surveillance mechanisms, including AI tools, to detect avoidance strategies such as hiring Emiratis in roles that do not perform genuine work simply to meet quotas. Companies with 50 or more employees must achieve 10% emiratization of their skilled workforce by the end of 2026, while companies with 20 to 49 employees across 14 designated sectors must employ at least 2 Emirati nationals. In a practical accommodation, MORA has introduced a resignation grace period. If a UAE national resigns unexpectedly, causing a drop in the company's emiratization numbers, employers now have a 2-month grace period to hire a replacement before penalties apply. The Voluntary Savings Scheme, a fundamental shift. One of the most significant potential changes on the horizon concerns the replacement of the traditional end-of-service gratuity system with a savings-based framework. Under Cabinet Resolution No. 96 of 2023, private sector employers in the UAE can already voluntarily opt into a savings scheme instead of accruing statutory gratuity. The Dubai International Financial Center, DIFC, has gone further, implementing a mandatory funded savings plan, DAO-DUAS. Signs point to this becoming mandatory more broadly. MORA has completed a policy evaluation, is actively consulting stakeholders, and invited proposals through February 2026 to replace the end-of-service gratuity system entirely. Although no official timeline for a permanent transition has been confirmed, industry analysts and labor market advisors are discussing the potential for a mandated transition timeline sometime in 2026. The implications are significant. A shift to mandatory savings contributions is likely to result in adjustments to wage growth to offset contributions, along with additional compliance measures for employers. This reform would align the UAE more closely with Western pension models while fundamentally changing the economics of expatriate employment packages. Modernization or business as usual. The evidence suggests that the UAE is pursuing a carefully calibrated strategy rather than wholesale westernization. On the social front, reforms to alcohol licensing, the workweek, and personal conduct reflect pragmatic adaptations to compete for global talent and investment. These changes remove friction points for expatriates and multinational operations without fundamentally altering the UAE's cultural identity. On the employment front, however, the trajectory is more complex. While the voluntary savings scheme and workweek changes align with Western practices, the intensified emiratization enforcement and AI-powered compliance monitoring is simultaneously strengthening, not loosening, its regulatory grip on employers. This is not deregulation. It is strategic modernization with distinctly local characteristics. For multinational employers, the message is clear. The UAE offers an increasingly attractive environment for doing business and attracting talent, but this comes with heightened compliance expectations. Success requires understanding that the UAE is forging its own path, one that borrows selectively from Western models while remaining firmly anchored in its national priorities. Ogletree Deakin's cross-border practice group will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the cross-border blog as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, Phage, Webinars, Podcasts.